The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, today we have two important celebrations. It's the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, and it's also Father's Day. So I want to talk about both of those things, but dads, Jesus first. I'll come back to you. Last Sunday, we celebrated Holy Trinity. So God revealing himself to us for who he is. And this Sunday, we celebrate how close God comes to us. That's the great gift of the Eucharist. We celebrate Jesus totally present to us in the Eucharist's body, blood, soul, and divinity. And there are two aspects of who God is. So there is his transcendence, namely that God is other. He's God, I'm not. That's very important to get that right. But there's also God's immanence, it's God's closeness. And it's also very important for us to get that right. God is very close. That's the incarnation. When Jesus took on flesh, and then that's the Eucharist. And it's beautiful if you think about it. In the Eucharist, God never becomes and never became not close to us. That's a lot of negatives, I know. Another way to say it, God is always here with us. That's what the Eucharist is. Always with us. When the angel appeared to Mary, he said, Your son will be Emmanuel, God with us. So I want to highlight that particular fact today. For each of us, we have a built-in desire in our hearts. God, I need to know that you're with me right now. It's the cry of the heart. Are you here? Are you with me? Do you see what's happening to me? And do you care about it? Now, again, the incarnation was an answer to that question, but the Eucharist, it's the ongoing answer to the question. That whenever I have that cry of my heart to say, God, I want you here. I need you here. He says to us, I am. And I'm always with you right here. Jesus waiting for us. That he comes close and he couldn't come a whole lot closer. There's a scandal for the Jews today in the gospel as Jesus is talking to them about the Eucharist. He says, You need to eat my flesh and drink my blood. and it's visceral language. It says, I want you to chew on me. Chew me up. That's how close God comes. That he gets a little chewed up in the process. Gets a little beat up, a little changed. And he remains there with us. And this church is open every day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come, run here. Do we instinctively come here in times of trouble? Over my 3 years here at St. Thomas, different times, I just happen to be passing through in these little divine appointments. I'll be able to see someone just praying here. And usually I tiptoe out because this is of someone being with the Lord and the Lord being with them. And I don't want to interrupt. And the Eucharist helps us to know what God's not like. God is not like the watchmaker who makes this world and makes me, makes us, gets the process going, and then steps back and just watches. God is not like that. And the Eucharist is the great answer to that question. God, are you here? Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you always. Now, dads, to switch to you here. That is the foundation to understanding your role. Because you are meant to be what the Eucharist is to us here at church. Present always to your family and very close. Because like we have that cry of our hearts for God, God, are you here? We have the exact same thing for our dads and for our moms too. But to say, to especially the dads who, they're not the ones who give us birth and feed us, but they're the ones who usually provide for us those first few years and for the rest of our lives too, for that matter. But at a very deep level, we say to our dads, Dad, I don't care about the money. I want you. I need you with me today. And is your dad, and are you as a dad, close enough to your family that your kids can run to you when they need you? That when they have that desire, Dad, I need encouragement, or I need love, I need forgiveness. And they say to you, and you say to them, I'm here with you. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Not sure if any of you are country music fans. There's a haunting song by Reba McEntire called The Greatest Man I Never Knew. And it's about a dad who is present, but he's not present to his family. Dads, your family is way more important than your work. Never let any of that stuff take you away because your family needs you close. And then the question is, well, how close? How close is close? Well, your presence needs to be Eucharistic. You need to be close enough to get chewed on. That's how close. That if you're doing your job as a dad, you'll be changed. And you'll get a little beat up, a little gray. There's a slang term in our culture right now. I'm talking about a dad's physique. A few years into family life, it's called the dad bod. So it's referring to the dad who's kind of slightly overweight. The gut is beginning, and he's no longer able to go to the gym so often. But I've always thought that's a glorious thing. If a man develops the dad bod because he's with his family and he's not getting enough sleep and he ate that extra burger with his family for the barbecue and he stayed up late working because he didn't want to work when his kids were still awake. So dads, get real close to your family and let them chew you up. Because it's your job, and your family needs you. So for all of us, today is really, it's meant to be a day of thanksgiving, for these two great gifts given to us. Jesus present to us in the Eucharist and totally present. And our dads are meant to be a great gift for us. So for the first, each of us, we need to pray for a greater faith. Lord, help me to be more aware of just how close you are to me. So deepen my faith that I might see you more clearly. And for your dads, thank God for them. And also today, if you need to forgive them, please forgive your dad. Jesus, please forgive my dad. I forgive him for whatever. I know dad's perfect. So if it's not a day of love, let it be a day of healing and a day of forgiving. Because we did have these two great gifts. Both are an answer to the cry of our hearts. God, are you here? Dad, are you here? And hopefully we have the right answer. So Jesus comes real close. Receive him. Chew on him. That's how close he comes. He wants to be bothered by you. And dads, remember, way more important than the money you bring to your family, they need you. So please, get close, stay close, and get a little chewed on. Amen. Blessing. Sorry, microphone on. Just the dads. God our Father, in your wisdom and love, you made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth, and grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's all stand now together for